1060 KGFX on a Tuesday morning, and it is time now for People in Your Neighborhood.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance and Gino Adams in studio with us this morning. And Gino, let's talk. We're going to be, we do the yearly cleanup of along the river and such, and tell us a little bit about what you have coming up here. July 9th, correct?
Correct, yeah. Thanks for having me to talk about the Missouri River cleanup. Yeah, it's a really neat event here in town. Fort Pier and Pier both are involved in this event. It's July 9th on Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. You can start showing up down at Downs Marina in Griffin Park. Right by the boat ramp will be set up, and you can come down and register. Run out there with us in either on shore or in a boat. We'll have some boats available. And we go and we kind of pick up all the trash we can find along the Missouri River. Like, try and clean it up.
Like water heaters and stuff like that. It's amazing what you find. Every year it's an amazing story.
Yep, you would be surprised at how many different items we find out there.
So this has been going on for how long? Any idea?
Yep. This will be the 15th year for the cleanup. We haven't had one every year. There's been some years where there wasn't a cleanup due to COVID and some other things. But yeah, this will be the 15th year. I also want to say, before I forget, thanks to Paul Lepistow, because he's been involved in it since day one. He's kind of the Superman of the Missouri River cleanup here in town, and he's retiring from his post, and it's taking three of us to organize this event where it took Paul one in the past. So he was invaluable to this event. So thank you, Paul.
How many volunteers are you looking at getting for something like this?
We'll take as many as we can get. The more people we have, the better the cleanup is. In the past, there's been over 950 volunteers total within those 15 years. So it's been a big effort, and over 30 tons of trash have been removed in the 15 years we've been at it.
Now, I can imagine, too, when you have something like this, you get leads on places to go. Maybe there's something like a water heater or a picnic table or something like that that's under the water. You take those as well. People can phone in.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, there's some trash here that you guys can come get.
Yep, and then we actually do a recon mission before. We'll try and go out after the 4th of July, but before the event, and we'll look at all the spots along the river and try and see where there are congregations of trash that we need to focus on.
Right. So I imagine there's going to be a lot of 4th of July trash that goes along with that as well.
Yep. It's strategically placed on the Wednesday after the 4th of July, so we can kind of clean up some of that debris that's been left out there after the 4th of July festivities.
Okay. So how do folks get involved in this?
Yeah, the easiest way is just come down on the 9th of July, Wednesday, sometime between 4:30, 5:30 in there, anytime works. After you get off work, come down to Downs Marina and we'll get you pre-registered. You have to fill out a form, a waiver form. We'll send you out on a boat or in a truck, and you can help clean up the river.
And it's a nice way to get connected to the community too, right? A lot of people,
yes.
A lot of people that want to, you know, really help out the community involved in this. So you get a lot of different people involved.
Yep, absolutely. And I'd be remiss if I didn't thank a lot of the folks around town who help support this event. There's many agencies, the Game Fish and Parks, Army Corps of Engineers, Fish and Wildlife Service, both the cities of Pier and Fort Pier, Pier Fire Department, Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, and the Isaac Walton League. Also, all of the restaurants in town. There's a meal afterwards, so when you're done cleaning up, a lot of the restaurants around town have had generous donations of food, and so we have a meal where we sit down and have a picnic afterwards. So there's a free meal involved as well.
You can't complain about that.
Nope.
Actually, sounds like it's a little bit of fun, isn't it?
It is fun. Yep, it's a good time.
So. It is. Okay, anything else that we're missing?
Dress appropriately. Yeah, you will be going out on the river, so we just ask people to dress appropriately and come down and have fun and help beautify the river corridor.
So no flip-flops.
No flip-flops. Well, you can, but.
You can. You
at
can,
your own risk.
You can, but. Okay, so all right. So we've got all of that going on. Give us, once again, the location that you want people to come to.
Yep, Missouri River Cleanup, Downs Marina, right by the boat ramp in Griffin Park. 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, July 9th.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be fun.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. And later on, you can check on the website. We'll have that on the community calendar for you to check out again as well. So all of that going on. Thanks for coming in, Gina.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Once again, the People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance.